Chagiga Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Shir number one. We're just going to go from Chaf Amud Aleph right at the bottom. And we had a rule in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Chazaka Ein Adam Meshamer Ma Shebiyad Chaveru, that there's a halachic assumption that a person will not guard effectively that which is in the hand of his friend. So it has to be under your supervision, in your control. As soon as an object is in the hands of somebody else, we can't assume that you did a good enough Shmira. The Gemara asks, Veloi, is this really true? And now we turn over, Amud Beis, for Hotanya, a Braisa seems to contradict this. The Braisa tells us, Hari Shahayu Chamarav Upoyalov, Toyanin Taharis, if a person has donkeys and laborers who are carrying items which are Tahar, which are pure, Afapi Shehiflig Mehen Yoisimimil, even though there might be a distance between the owner and the donkeys and the workers of a mill, a large distance of space, nevertheless, ta'arois of tahiros, the ta'aris are still tahar, the pure items are still pure. Ve'im amalehim, however, if he says to the workers, lechu, go ahead of me, va'ani avo achareichem, and I will come behind you, I will be behind you, some distance, kevin shenis almu einov mehen, since his eyes were taken off them, they were out of eyeshot, taharos of tameos. So then in that case, the pure items become tame, become impure. Now, if the assumption is that a person does not guard objects which are in the control of somebody else, which are in the hand of somebody else, so the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha Umaishna Sefer. So then why is there a difference between the first case and the second case? The second case said that as soon as he loses sight of the donkeys and the workers, so then the items become impure. But as long as he can still see them, they remain pure. But they're not in his hand. We've just said that as long as they're in somebody else's hand, they are considered unguarded and therefore impure. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha comes to explain, and he says like this, Reisha b'matahar chamar v'upoyalav lekach. He says the first case with the workers and the donkeys is where he actually purified the donkeys and the laborers for this purpose. Meaning that what's the worst that can happen? Let's say the workers decide to stick their hands into the pure items. So nothing's going to happen because he purified them. They're all holding in a status of purity. So therefore nothing could happen. Nothing bad could happen. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, then say for Nami. So then even if they became out of eyeshot, so then what's the worst that could happen? If the workers touch the fruits or whatever they are that are pure, so then nothing can happen because they've all been purified. Says the Gemara, it says, Eina ma'aretz makpid al maga chaveiroi. He says, because the workers will not be careful about somebody else touching the products, the produce. And if that's the case, then they might meet somebody on the road and they might say, hey, come and take a look at these fruits, and that guy will touch them and then they'll become tameh. Says the Gemara, Iachi, Reishanami. If so, then even in the first case, why aren't we worried that some passerby will stick his hands and touch the fruits? Says the Gemara, Baboilahem derech akolosoin. It's where the owner could meet up with the laborers and the donkeys at any moment. He could sort of cut through and get a shortcut and meet up with them at any moment. So because they're in a state of awareness and a little bit of fear that their master might stumble upon them at any moment, they'll be careful not to let anyone touch the produce. Says the Gemara, Iachi, Sefer Nami, if that's the reality, then even when he loses sight of them, since he could stumble upon them at any moment, they should also have that fear. And the Gemara answers, no. Kevin to Amalahu, because the master said to them, Lechu va'ani avoy achareichem, go ahead of me and I'll catch up with you at some point, I'll be behind you. So then, mismach samcha daitaihu, they relied on the fact that he would be far behind them and he wouldn't just stumble upon them at any moment. So therefore, what we're seeing is that the reason why there's a difference is because as soon as he tells them that he's not going to catch up with them, he'll be behind them. So then they become a little bit more relaxed, and they might very well let some stranger come and touch the produce and therefore render it impure. However, if there's a constant possibility of him bumping into them at any moment, so then they've got a little bit of a fear, a little bit of an awareness, and therefore they wouldn't let anyone else touch the produce. And even if they touch the produce, it's not going to be a problem because they've been purified. But in a regular case, we go back to Rabbi Yochanan's statement on the previous Amud, who said that in a normal case, if an object is in the hand of somebody else, we cannot assume that the owner is guarding it properly. Chazaka that Ein Adam Meshamer Ma Shebiyad Chaveroi. Hadron Aloch Ein Dorishin.